Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jerry and the Pacemakers, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
I guess any better than that, I don't know what it is.
Tonight's the time.
Or the greats on the Wayback Machine. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. Brad Huskin is our guest. Brad, you remember that song?
Absolutely. There's no better song than Ferry Across the Mersey.
That's right.
Of course, there's the 59th Street Bridge song,
well,
too, by Simon and Garfunkel.
Of course, that was Don't Let the Sun Catch You Crying, but it was by the same people. You're right. That's right. That's the that's Jerry and the Pacemakers. Anyway, thank you for hanging out with us, folks. I think I told you that I'm Jim Blasingame. I might not have said that I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Brad Huskin is our guest. He's the president of IAStraining.com, the author of two outstanding books on selling, I'm a Salesman, Not a PhD, and Munchies for Salespeople. He is the purveyor of the Business Strategies and Solutions Seminar, which the next one's coming up in Dallas on November the 12th through the 14th, right, Brad?
Yeah. That is exactly correct, and we're going to do it right there at DFW Airport.
There you go. Be handy for everybody.
You can fly in and pop over to see us.
IAStraining.com. Go there and tell Brad you heard about it from me, and he'll give you a 20% discount. But here's the scary part. If you do this, you'll actually get a chance to meet me and Brad. And so that hopefully that won't hold people back, Brad. But what we're doing now in this visit, Brad, is we're talking about some of the elements in that program, and by way of content, we're talking about what some of the speakers are going to be presenting. John Thedford, tell us what he's going to be talking about.
Well, John does a deal on how to create a winning culture within your organization, and both internally and externally.
How does he do that?
Well, he gives you all the strategies and techniques that you need to create a winning culture.
What does a winning culture mean?
A winning culture, in my mind, is what all companies like FedEx and the Ritz-Carlton and Nordstrom have created in their organizations. Where
Starbucks
would be another prime example.
Publix. Have you ever gone into Publix? You ever gone to a Publix?
We don't have Publix here. I've never been in a Publix.
Publix are quite a few places around the country, and that is an amazing place. I believe they've got a winning combination there.
Absolutely. And the winning combination is where the people love coming to work there, and it's a good place to work and be employed, and a great place for consumers to go spend their money.
What a novel idea, right, Brad? I mean, we spend more time at work than we do any single place in our lives. Who would think of making it a place to be fun to go to, right?
Absolutely. And one of the big things that he says is you got to celebrate everything. And I know I've been to a couple of John celebrations, and he does like to celebrate.
I haven't had the pleasure. I'm looking forward to that. See if you can work one of those out for us when we're in Dallas.
Make sure you don't have any plans for early the next morning, though.
Yeah. So we got Thedford's going to talk about the winning organization, folks. And of course, you can Google all their names. Now you probably got the lineup there at IAS Training, too, right?
Yeah, it's on the website.
Training.
And they can read a little bio on each person. Yeah. John is also doing a book review on one of the greatest books ever written called The Effective Executive by Peter Drucker.
Right. Boy, I bet that's good.
That's powerful.
I didn't know about that. All right, so our buddy Phil Noem, a member of my brain trust, going way back, is the branding expert, isn't he?
Yeah, Phil is an advertising and marketing expert, and he's taken an approach that you need to brand your organization, and what he means by that is top-of-mind awareness. When a person thinks of your products or services, it's top of mind on their brain that you're the place that you need to go to, and how to set up that branding type concept within your organization.
Phil is the guy that taught us many years ago, probably more than 10 years ago, probably 12 years ago. He taught me and my audience about the ding in branding. He's the first guy to say that, folks. You've heard me say it before, and most of the time I give him credit for it. But branding, the last part of branding is ding. And the point he made there, and he talks about this, I think, in his presentation, is that is that when people think about what you sell, you want that ding to go off in their mind that they need to get it from you.
Absolutely.
And that's what your branding effort does, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, and the advertising and marketing message has to be the exact same message that the staff conveys to the public. And if it's if there's a disconnect there at all, if they're not getting the service that you're promising through your advertising and marketing, then that causes a disconnect and vice versa.
Right.
So he teaches people how to do all the different aspects of branding. Mm-hmm. Your people and the public to think of your company first.
So
that's a dynamic part of the presentation.
So and then there's one more besides the last two. Who's the other one?
He's a fellow by the name of David Johns.
Yeah, David Johns.
Is an industrial psychologist, and this guy is just the country, if not the world's expert on the TTS, which is the Thurston Temperament Schedule, and personality profile and analyzing people's personalities before you put them into a position so you're not making hiring mistakes. And I got to tell you, I've seen some of the people, I've trained some of the people that he's hired and worked with, and they're top drawer people. You just can't find
this
better
is
people.
This thing about getting the putting a round peg in a round hole is really a big deal. I mean, we've done quite a bit of personality reporting and coverage on this show over the years, especially with our good friends Pierce and Jane Howard, who've written a book on this topic. You got to realize that your personality is not going to change. And if you've got a personality that fits that more closely fits being an accountant, don't hire that person to be a salesperson.
Exactly, hire him to be an accountant.
That's right. That's right. Exactly, and so, folks, there is science out there. There actually is science and resources that will help you have a better opportunity to be successful with your hiring. So focus on these things. IAStraining.com. Be sure to go there and look for that 20% discount Brad's going to give you on the seminar next month. Quick break, 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.